Good evening, Dennis, and thank you for joining us after this victory here at the Oval against Bedworth United. A great win tonight, really, and finally we score some goals.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few untruths after Saturday again. On where we've got to take more responsibility in the final third, because I've had a lot of possession in games of late, and we ain't capitalised on it. And when you look at the stats when they come in, and you look back on Saturday, and you go, both the strikers have had one shot or two shots between them, one on target, one off, one being a goal, and the two wide people having two shots or two crosses, one side of one cross the other side, you're not going to be winning football matches. So we got on them tonight and just said, look, we want a lot more wit from you, don't get so narrow, and when we're out there, take people on and get balls in the box and try and get in behind, play on the shoulder. And I thought Tyrell and Leighty were back to how it was against Gainsborough tonight. When they play like that, we can win every single week. They're so key for us if they play to those standards. But when they don't, they become a burden to us. So it's either one way or the other, and there's no happy medium, unfortunately. It's either good or it's bad. Because, when they're giving balls away in field, if they're coming inside, giving balls away, they're breaking at us and they're costing us the other way. But tonight, it was much, much better. And you can't take nothing away from Bedworth, really, because I thought first half, although they had a slight breeze, they put us under a lot of pressure with the long ball and it was bouncing and we had to deal with it. And we've gone a goal behind. But I think the second half affected them, not only with our play in the first 10 or 15 minutes where it was clinical, they didn't really have that breeze to get out, so they now couldn't put the ball down our throat and put our centre-halves under any pressure, so they struggled with that, and that gave us possession and opportunities.
It's also great to see both Tamworth strikers score goals, Cameron Johnson getting a couple tonight, and Greg Smith getting his first goal for Tamworth.
Yeah, absolutely, because at the moment, they've been starting the last couple of games, and you want to build a partnership, and, certainly the Cameron's first goal, our second goal was exceptional, a little ball into Greg, little touch around the corner, Cam staying on side, and then a clinical finish. Cam's other goal was a real clinical finish as well, so Cam picked it up second half. I thought it was a bit wasteful, same as Greg first half with regards to their hold up play. It was bouncing off them a bit first half, more so Greg than Cam, and Cam was getting a little bit agitated with himself, but he kept quiet second half and went about his business well. But all of them, the front four, when I say that, I'm saying Leighty, Tyrell, Cam and Greg, done great.
Unfortunately, we've got fresh injury concerns this evening with Joe Magunda having to come off late on, which left us with 10 men for the last couple of minutes. What's the news on Big Joe?
We have got absolutely no idea whatsoever. Hopefully it's a real minor one, and he should be all right for Saturday.
And no Joel Kettle this evening either. What's the news on him?
He should be fine for Saturday.
Okay. We've got also players out in the form of Paul Green with a hamstring, I believe.
Yeah, I think Paul Green's had treatment tonight, and he'll be back training Thursday, so hopefully he's back with us come Saturday. The only one who probably won't be available will be Bez.
Okay, so yeah, Bez and Charlie Shaw still with the ankle?
Charlie Shaw, yeah.
Still out injured, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, brilliant. Not brilliant, but thank you for that. Okay. So, Saturday, our attention's turned to second in the table, Stourbridge, and they've lost tonight, I believe, to Kettering Town. So the top two doing battle, but a massive test for Tamworth on Saturday.
Yeah, because when you look at the results, it seems like every Saturday, or if it's Saturday, Tuesday, you look at Kettering's result, which is generally 3-0, Stourbridge result 3-0, 4-0, 3-0, 5-0. That's generally how it'd be going for those two. They're the two standout sides at this moment in time. So, yes, of course, it'd be a really tough test. It would have been a tough test 10 days ago with a full squad. And now we've got lots of injury doubts going into Saturday, so we don't know exactly how they're going to pan out until Thursday. It's going to be an even tougher test now, where we could be short as well.
At least we're going into it on the back of a decent victory this evening here at the Oval.
Yeah, I mean, the last five league games, we haven't lost. We've won two, drawn three, 9 points, which is decent. And in amongst that, we've played Kettering. We've played Bibbles Road, who are in the top five. So we went away to Banbury when they was in the top five. So we've not had the kindest of fixtures in that run. And to be five unbeaten, I would say, is not too bad. I think people just get a bit blinded with all the nil-nils and all the draws and don't see us moving up the table. But, them three draws, five margins could be three wins and we could be looking at five wins on the trot. So it's not all doom and gloom. If you ever go in five unbeaten in the league, it's not so bad.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time this evening, Dennis. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Thanks, buddy.